Listen.
550 KTSA. Stay connected.
Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Good evening, South Texas and all of San Antonio. My name is Arnie, the co-host of the show this evening, sitting here with Mr. Randy Adams. Randy, go ahead and say hello to all of South Texas.
Thank you, South Texas, for tuning in. We love to hear from you.
We are on our second show here today. Randy and I have become very good friends, and we are glad that you are now a new friend of the show. The show, of course, is called Learn to Buy and Sell Cars. The website is learntobuyandsellcars.com. You want to go to that website and find out anything and everything you would ever need to know about buying and selling cars. In fact, if it has the word car in it, whatever the case may be, you can find anything and everything about it at that website. And you can also call Randy here today. This is show number two. We had a recorded show Saturday from 5 to 5:30 just the other day. Great show, very informational. And today we're opening up the phone line. So if you're out there listening and you have a question in regards to buying and selling cars, expand on that a little bit, Randy.
Well, buying, selling, anything you have, what kind of attitude, what do you need to know? What are you shopping for? When do you begin? You should start looking at all times, all month, all year, because transportation is a very vital part of our lives, and it's very expensive. So if you start looking constantly, talking to people, talking to your mechanic, talking to everybody, and this is business. This is expensive business that you shouldn't take personally, because the dealerships out there, their overhead is tremendous every year. Every month. How would you like to look at $1 million a month overhead and try to overcome that? Well, they need to make money. We want to keep them in business, but we don't want them ripping us off. We want you to be educated and prepared to make the right purchases at the right price with no problems. We want to take the intimidation out. We want to teach you to walk in there with confidence. And if they're not giving you a price, they're not treating you fair, turn around and walk out. We want you to be able to make the best purchase and save you money on everything that you're about to do.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines, 299-5555. That's 210-299-5555 outside of San Antonio. 1-800-299-KTSA. That's 1-800-299-KTSA. Regardless what the question is, we invite your call. This is a show that's very unique. It's informational and it's fun. And I want Randy to share with all of you out there listening one of the key things that makes this show different than any other car show is you're not here to buy a car, are you?
No, we're here to buy. We don't care if it has motor in it. We're wanting to buy it. And then if it doesn't run, we want to buy it. If it's wrecked, we want to buy it. We want to tell you what your car's worth. We want to give you fair market price. There's a lot of big buyers around that claim they'll give the money. But if I have the opportunity, I'll put the money on it, and you'll know exactly what your car's worth so you know where you stand. Instead of them going into a dealership or telling their friends that, oh, I want to buy your car, and it's half price. You don't get fair market. We want you to get the money out of it so you can take that money and buy something else. We want to be able to get rid of it. If you've got a car sitting in the yard, it's time to go away. We'll buy it. If you got one wrecked, we'll buy it. And if it's wrecked, we'll tell you where to go to get another one or how to fix it. There's some cars that need to be fixed, and there's some that don't need to be fixed. But we even buy 12 and 13s that people don't want to fix. They don't want to wait on it. They don't want to make sure the job's good. There's diminished value that's involved. So they'll trade it and buy them a new one, and they're not out any time, and they know where they stand, because if you're driving around with a car with a bad Carfax, and Carfax is not correct all the time, but you don't know what it's worth when it's time to trade, and it sure will make your heart drop to your knees when you walk in there and the guy says, oh, I don't want to trade for your car, it's got a bad Carfax. And Carfax does deduct a little bit, but your car's not worth nothing, it's worth something. We take off a little bit for Carfax, it depends on the value of your car, and we'll buy it, sell it, trade it, or whatever you want to do with it. We'll help you out.
All right, so that's just one very unique part of this show. Granted, we're going to be answering questions about, you know, anything and everything about cars, but that's one other facet of the show. Randy buys hundreds and hundreds of cars each month from all over South Texas and answers questions as well right here on this radio station. And with that being said, Randy, I believe we have our first caller on the line who has a question. We're going to go right ahead to line one. Jason, welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars right here on KTSA News Talk Radio. You're talking with Randy Adams. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
Great. Thank you for calling, Jason.
Well, I have a 2009 Corvette coupe, and I have a 1975 Corvette convertible two-top car. And with the 2014 Corvettes coming out, there's been a lot of movement in the C6 Corvettes. And I wanted to talk about the best way to potentially sell those two cars.
Well, the 15s are out now, and they didn't go up very much. And the 14s have kept their value, so that's pretty good. But yeah, the C6s they took a little dip because everybody wants, but they're coming back a little. But you're in the wrong time of the year actually for Corvettes. We have an October market that has dropped probably $2,000, and it drops every year in October. And I advise my dealers to sell out in September to be prepared for it. So you're a little late on selling them. Now the 75, there's collectors for that car, and it's not going to lose much value. But your car has lost a little value, and then the 09 has. But it'll perk back up in January, February. So when are you planning to buy well, I'd buy a 15, personally. I wouldn't buy a 14 because there's not enough difference in the cost. And with the interest rate on a 14 versus a 15, it's cheaper to buy a 15.
Really?
Jason, are you selling that? Are you looking to buy a new car? Are these like little collectors you got sitting out back of your house, or are these covered, or is this something that you're just looking to move to make a few extra bucks?
They're covered and they're in good condition. The problem I have is every time I go to start the car, it's got a dead battery, and these are weekend toy cars, and I'm just not able to keep up with the level of work I'm doing now. So I probably won't be buying a 2015 Corvette, although I'd love one.
What kind of miles are on the 09?
22K.
Oh, it's low miles. You know, that car has some value, and, you know, you can go to our website and dial it in, and we'll make you an offer on the car on it. And then the 75's a little tougher car, but we'd make an offer on that car. Like I say, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. We have the website up and going. I hope it's completed. We've had a few little glitches with it, but we're going to expand it. We've got a lot of things that we want to put on it. But you can describe your car. We'll email you with an offer. If it's close, you can call us back. If we can help you sell it or you know, direct you in the direction you need to go. But, you know, it's got a little loss now, but you still got a desirable. Is it a LT3 or is it got NAV?
It doesn't have sat nav, but it's the LT3 motor, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got something of value because a lot of guys say no nav, no buy. But, yeah, go to our website, and we'll try to help you off those cars, both of them.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Hey, Jason, thank you very much for tuning in to KTSA and giving us a call this evening.
Next caller.
Hey, we're going to go to our next caller. If you're just tuning in, we are you're listening to KTSA News Talk Radio. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars. We are here in studio with car aficionado Randy Adams. If you have questions, please give us a call. 299-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. We would love to hear from you, but on line two, let's go ahead and get right to Renee. Renee, thank you for calling KTSA and welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. I have three older cars, and I have dealt with Randy in the past in New Braunfels, and I'll describe what they are, and then we can discuss. I'd really like to sell them. I have one is 1980 AMC Concord. It's running. It has air conditioning, and the transmission, I've been told, needs some kind of adjustment to the I don't know much about cars. And then the second one is a 73 Lincoln Continental. It also runs, but I haven't driven in a long time, and the engine probably needs some work. I have a 73 Chevy Suburban with a 454 engine. It runs, has air conditioning. They all have air conditioning. So you could tell me, you know, like that. AMC Concord. What do you think about it?
Well, thank you for calling. Really, that's cars. There's a little bit of collectability on it, you know, and depends on the transmission work and the condition overall. That's why we've worked on our website real well and mm-hmm. got it where you can describe it and walk down. So,
okay.
But in this situation, you know, if you've done business with us before, I'd be glad
I
to
have.
Call the office
yeah,
tomorrow. And we'd be glad.
Yeah, I am in
look.
New Braunfels.
Yeah, I'd be glad to come out, take a look, get somebody. We'll definitely make you an offer and try to help you out, dispose
okay.
of them and make an offer. But no, I thank
yeah.
you. And we'll take any condition. It doesn't
okay.
matter what.
Well, the next one is that 73 Lincoln Continental.
Well, that's
it's a really beautiful car. Of course, it's a older car. But.
Right, right. It's not got much collectability on it. But it's good transportation for somebody.
Well, it is. It would be, and I've had a lot of people want to buy it, but I never did know what I should ask.
Well, so we'll be glad to tell you what it's worth.
You could look at them all, I guess.
Yeah, we'll
and
look at them and tell you what to ask for them.
Be the last one is the 73 Chevy Suburban, 454 engine. Of course, it also has air conditioning.
Yeah, those units are good for pulling boats and camping
yes.
and going things.
Right.
And I bet it's a pretty decent unit from what I remember doing business with you. I know you take care of your units.
Right,
and,
right.
But, no, we just had one of those units that we sold not long ago. I don't
oh,
know
you
if
did?
It was as nice as yours, but it brought $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
okay.
you know, but you might have a nicer one than we had.
Right. Well, I know where the office is, and I can, you know, go in and describe it to them, and then they
yeah.
make an appointment for
right,
someone to go
definitely.
Out and look at them.
Love to.
Okay, well, I'm certainly glad to hear your program.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for your call. Fantastic. Look at there, Randy. I mean, this is your you know, first get up and go show, and you know, we've been in the studio 7 minutes or so, and you got two calls, and that's a great sign. And we're thankful for that.
Well, we want to teach people how to be prepared to buy a car. We want them to be educated. I mean, we went to school to learn things. But, you know, there's really no education to buying a car. And I want them in the right frame of mind. I want them to be prepared. I want them to take notes because dealers will spin them and tell them all kinds of stories where they'll get them turned around. The old four square is something that's been around for a long time. And they'll ask you what you want for your trade-in, what your payment should be. And they'll get away from giving you a price. And they'll leave you in the dark, and they'll keep spinning you until they find what they can sell you. And when they say, well, you want $4,500 for your car and it's worth $2,000, and you say, yeah, well, they just go up on the price and sign you up. And then they go to work with you on your payments. So we want you ready, financed, ready to know what your payments are, what you can afford. Because if you can't afford the car, you're going to hate it and you're going to lose it. And we don't want to put you in that position. We want fair market for everybody, and we want everybody to realize that, yes, the dealer wants to make money, but let's don't let him take advantage of you.
Yeah, that's great advice. Before we get to our next caller, Mary, the phone number to call in here at the KTSA studio, you're listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams, 299-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. Folks, it doesn't matter if you're out there and you've got, regardless what the question is regarding to a car, it may be a loan, it may be about the tires, it may be about the condition, you may have a car that, you know, sitting out in your backyard, you're not quite sure if it's worth more than the tarp that lies on it. Whatever the case, maybe you're looking to go and buy a new car, or you're looking to possibly sell or trade the car that you have and you don't want to deal with the big dealerships. Get your questions answered here and get educated and let Randy teach you a little bit about what the best thing is to do with those vehicles. With that being said, let's go ahead and go to Mary, Randy, on line one. Good evening, Mary, and thank you so much for calling KTSA. You're listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams.
This is Marilyn.
Marilyn, I apologize.
Quite all right. I just thought I'd let you know right off.
I love it. Thank you so much for correcting me. Thank you for calling.
That's quite all right. I just happened to walk in the bedroom, and the radio was on, and I heard you on there, and I'm in the market to sell my old car because I just bought a new one. Have a 2000 Cadillac Gazelle. It has 64,000 miles on it, And it has some problems. It's got electrical problems and a few problems on it, but it does run, and I want to sell it.
Okay, well, like I say, you can go to our website, and we'd be glad to work with you and make you an offer. Do you, are you in San Antonio?
In Converse.
Converse, uh-huh. Yeah. We'd be glad to work with you and talk to you. You go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and one of my representatives will get with you, and we'll sure do it, because I buy lots of Cadillacs. We buy Cadillacs off of the Cadillac dealers around. In fact, I've got, I think, several of them to pick up. And so, but we have mechanics to fix the electrical on
those
cars.
Well, the car is, the body is in excellent condition. You'd never guess that it's 15 years old unless you knew your vehicles. It's in real good shape. But I'll give me that website again.
LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com.
Okay. I will do that then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. A lot of folks out there, Randy, with a lot of questions. I know I've bought many cars in the past 50 years or so, and I really couldn't tell you, you know, looking back, if I got a good deal or not. And, you know, folks who are, you know, just like these folks calling in, you know, what's a good deal when you buy or sell a car? How are you to know?
Well, for one thing, did you like some of them?
I did. I mean, I did.
And you hated some of them, too,
didn't
you?
Oh, man, I wanted my money back.
Well, I mean, what man makes breaks. You know, Henry Ford said, they asked him, what would be the perfect car if you could build a perfect car? He said, I'd build it out of cardboard and give it a 1 year and 1 day guarantee. And after 1 year and 1 day, it would fall completely apart. Sometimes I wonder if these manufacturers are not trying to do that same thing. They could build a better car, in my opinion, and some of them do last longer, and some of them do find a little fate that doesn't, you know, they just don't last as long. But no, you know, if you're prepared and you can save money on interest, make the right loan, check on insurance, make sure you can afford that, take a look and see what kind of fuel mileage do you need, what kind of size do you need, how many people you're carrying, what the safety is for your family. There's a lot of things we need to weigh up on when we purchase a car, so we buy the right thing that works for us. And if we have everything in order, when we make that purchase, it falls in line, we can afford it, we can get good value out of it. You need to know how many years you're going to keep it. If you're buying a new car, look at 2-3-year-old car and find out what they're bringing, so you'll know how much you're going to lose.
You know, that's a great point. You know, one of the big selling points I see all over the television right now, Randy, is dealerships are offering warranties that are longer than a lifespan.
Well, you're going to get caught in that trap. There's nothing free. There's no warranties free. Just everything costs money. And cars are expensive more. We used to fix transmissions for $500. Now they're $1,500, $2,000. So those warranty people are not in business to lose money. So if it's a lifetime warranty, you're going to be paying on due to oil changes. You've got to change the oil of them, and they're going to go up. The longer the car gets, the more the warranty is going to be, the more the oil changes are going to be, and they're going to double, triple your cost on that warranty. There's no lifetime warranties. And the easy way to figure that is, you know, the manufacturers have a warranty, so you're paying extra there before the warranty really kicks in.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, again, you're listening to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars. This is KTSA News Talk Radio. We have open lines. If you've got a question about your vehicle, buying, selling, trading, whatever the case may be, maybe you got a bad title loan out there. Who knows, whatever the question or case might be, Randy is here to answer. Phone numbers here at the radio station are 299-5555. Or 1-800-299-KTSA. Randy, I'm going to get a little personal here with you and ask you a question that I'm interested in. I bet you the viewers are too. You've been in the business for well over 40 years. You grew up in the business with your dad, and like you say, you never had a real job. Are you making these dealers mad coming in here telling all the stories?
Well, you know,
The
true stories. The guys I'm going to make bad are the guys that are out to take advantage of people. When people do it fair, I've got a lot of dealers that I do business with that treat people fair, and they don't try to mouse them around, don't try to spin them. They tell them the truth. And that's the kind of people that I do business with. I could recommend some guys, and we're going to have some recommendations at all times on it. And so, but You know, yes, yeah, some dealers are going to get, but there's some dealers that treat you right, that wanted your business. And I know their overhead is tremendous every month, but, you know, you can take advantage of what we're wanting to teach you. Take it to them with confidence and know what you're doing and take fear out of it. And, you know, when have you been overwhelmed? You know, when you're trying to make a purchase and these guys are spinning you and telling you stories. I've seen it where they'll tell them 42, 48 months on a loan, and when it comes time to sign up, they'll sign them up for 72 months. That's why I recommend taking a pen, paper to write everything down, and then a calculator to add up your payments and your interest. And I want to tell people, please do not take your title loan vehicle to a title loan company. Sell that vehicle to me, because in 30 days on a $5,000 loan, you're going to owe $900. And you own that $900 for another 20, 30 months, you're paying back $20,000 on a $5,000 loan. Sell me your car.
Good advice. Again, the phone number 599-5555. That's 599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. The show is rolling right along. We got a lot of callers. We have two holding on the line. Let's get right to Gene. Gene, thank you so much for calling KTSA and learntobuyandsellcars.com. You're on with Randy Adams.
Hey, I've got a 2007 Corolla LE. It has 140,000 miles on the chassis. It has about 20,000 miles on a rebuilt engine and a rebuilt transmission. Trying to sell it, trying to find out what it is actually worth.
Well, without a complete description, it's a little tough. But I'm amazed that those Corollas needed a motor and a transmission. I had a lady come up to me that goes to Cornerstone Church. And she was at a dealership, a new car store dealership, and they told her motor was bad. So I had her on the phone, and I said, rev that motor up. I don't hear any noise. Well, they told me I needed a motor, and I needed to spend $10,000. I said, well, drive it to my lot, and let's take a look. So we took a look, and the car didn't need the motor. So I hope you didn't spend the money on it that you shouldn't, but you're driving a great car. You could find somebody in the $3,000 to maybe $4,000 range. If they know you, you know, I wouldn't be, I think that car is worth $4,000 to $4,500 in a lot of places due to it's a Corolla and you've spent the money to get it in shape. And, that car would be a great car for any kid. I tell young children getting their license, don't bankrupt your parents, get you a good economical car that'll last you instead of trying to buy a new one that you're going to tear up and get speeding tickets in. But you've got a good car, and it should bring $4,000.
What ended up happening with that engine rebuild was the harmonic balancer flew off, but broke off. We got a new harmonic balancer on there, and the engine was pretty much seized up. So they opened it up, dropped it, opened it up. Two of the cylinder heads were completely destroyed, well, and they didn't know what caused it.
Man makes what man makes breaks, that's for sure. Yeah. But with the shape you've got it in, it should bring somewhere around $4,000. Mm-hmm. And that'd make somebody a good car. That'd be fair market on it.
Okay. Is that personal or is that
that's
to a dealer?
That's what you're trying to do. If you're trying to do, we'd take a good look at it. We sure would, because I love those cars.
Well, what I mean is that $4,000, what you think
that's
would be me
retail.
Selling it to another person? Or
that's retail.
Selling it to another? Oh, okay.
That's retail. Wholesale on it would be, you know, 25 to 35 probably.
Okay. So it's still got some value. Okay.
Yeah, it's still got value. Don't let anybody tell you they don't, because good transportation, you know, right now salvage pools are giving 1,000 for cars not running. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bill, you're the next caller. Thank you for calling KTSA.
I appreciate it. I've got three cars I've got to sell. They're old cars. One of them's a 75 Olds Cutlass, a 89 Chevrolet Caprice, and a 72 C10 Chevrolet pickup.
Oh, mercy, the 72's the best one.
Well, it's in really good shape. We think it has 10,000 miles on it. Now, I'll tell you, I think, because I'm the executor on an estate to sell these cars.
Well, if you'll go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, we'd love to buy all three.
Okay. Where is that?
Learntobuyandsellcars.com.
Okay.
Yeah, what you'll find on that particular website, for any of you folks listening, anything and everything you need to know, you can get a hold of Randy on that website. You can ask questions. You can put, you know, whatever type of vehicle is that you have, put a description on it. There's a lot of cars by Randy buys that they're sight unseen. He'll buy them right on the spot.
Okay, now the big problem I have is the 75 Cutlass and a Chevy. They're running. They've got a few miles on them, but they do need some cosmetic work on them.
No problem. We'll buy them in any condition. We buy them running, not running, wrecked. We'll make an offer on any of them. I have lawyers calling me all the time on the same kind of deal like you're talking about to buy cars. In fact, I just bought a 70 Chevelle that had been in a garage for 20 years and a low-mileage Buick that the husband and wife had passed away and left them to their sons, and their sons were fighting over them and didn't want to give any money, and I outbid them by a bunch, and they turned them over to me. So I appreciate you calling. Please let me know, because I'd definitely like to have those units.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Bill, that website, and for anybody listening, is learntobuyandsellcars.com. Learntobuyandsellcars.com. And again, what makes this show so unique is you're buying cars, Randy. You're not selling them.
I want their car. I want to tell them what it's worth. I want to buy it.
Again, you're listening to learntobuyandsellcars.com here on KTSA. We probably don't have any time left, Randy, for any callers, but we probably have about a minute and a half left. We'd love to just kind of get your take on the next show next week. We'll be here again, same time, same place.
We're working with some financial institutions right now to get the best rate for everybody, so they'll know what the rate's going to be, what it's going to spend, because dealerships add interest to you if you go through them. And we want you to have the best interest rate. We want you to teach you how to go to the website and search for cars. I have an expert coming in the next few weeks that'll show us how to get on the internet and search for the best cars at the best deals. Thank you for listening to our show. I love all of y'all in South Texas. It's a blessing. I love this new KTSA family. They've been a blessing to me. The Lord bless y'all.
Tune in next Saturday, 5 a.m. to 5:30 for Randy's show, as well as next Sunday right here on KTSA at 6:30. Be sure to give us a call. We'd love to speak with you. Again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Good night and God bless.